Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome live from headquarters on 100 Yards of Football with Vincent Turner. Vincent does a legendary series here this morning, covering a true Renaissance man. He may be the most popular man out of the great state of Georgia. As a Renaissance man, he's not only a football player, he's a bobsledder, a mixed martial artist, and also currently running for a Senate state seat here in the great state of Georgia. It's none other than Herschel Walker here on 100 Yards of Football.
Boy, 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 what can more I can say? Rice Field, Georgia, in the house. Herschel Walker is a guy that I can say is that came out of nowhere. And I know the University of Georgia has had some great football history. But when you think about Georgia football, even last season with them winning the national championship, 40 years, I believe, the team of Buck Ballou, Lindsey Scott, and, of course, this young man on the screen right here. When you mention Georgia football, it's still across this country. I don't care if you're over in Europe, France, Spain, Africa. They're going to say Herschel Walker. I'm sorry. Even after your recent national championship of this past season, 2021, people are going to still say when they mention Georgia football, Herschel Walker. Man. It's been some great football players in college football. And I'm going to say this. I've been a college football fan ever since the mid-60s. And I did a video on O.J. Simpson. I told y'all in that video how much I felt about O.J. Simpson. I remember Johnny Rodgers at Nebraska. I remember Tony Dorsett as a true freshman at Pitt. I remember Archie Griffin as a true freshman at Ohio State. I remember some of these great players just played Hugh Greene at Pitt, E.J. Jr. at Alabama, Gary Anderson at Arkansas where I went, Earl Campbell at Texas, Anthony Carter at Michigan, Deion Sanders at Florida State, Billy Sims at Oklahoma, even Bo Jackson at Auburn, the great Willie Gauthier at Tennessee, Reggie Bush at USC. I think I mentioned Deion Sanders at Florida State, Barry Sanders at Oklahoma State. But I'm sorry. When I go back and I calculate and I think about all the great players that's played this great game of college football, there's probably never been no player that's came on a college scene and made the biggest impact and was the biggest player for 3 years of college football. So let's be honest here. Even though Herschel Walker won the Heisman Trophy in 1982, he could have easily won 3 Heismans. To me, in his years as a freshman, sophomore, and junior, he was the best player in the country. And the stat that sticks out most to me about Herschel Walker is that in 3 years, he rushed for 5,259 yards. He had a chance to go over 7,000 yards as a running back. Think about that stat. In 3 years, he left Georgia with 5,259 yards. Unbelievable, man. The Dogs went 33-3 with him in the backfield. Three SEC championships. And when he left Georgia, he held 11 NCAA records and 16 SEC records. It's some things you can't even still in 1980, even till now in 2022, you cannot even fathom. There's been no other football player of this stature that stepped on a college football field in the history of this game. And when you look at the man's skill set, the speed was world class. He was a sprinter, could have easily became a sprinter. I'm talking about on the Olympic level. Ran in the Melrose games. Unbelievable, man. The power of a running back. Back then, when you're watching Tony Dorsett and O.J. Simpson, you're watching Reggie Bush, you're watching all these great running backs and they break off these long runs, you get excited. Even with Earl Campbell, but with Herschel Walker, even though he had some great long runs, but most of his yardage was between the tackles. I know that I've never seen a running back that constantly pounded power, 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 4 or 5 yards, and never said a word. Then he had a mind of a superhero. Because at 6'1", 225, I go back to the Florida game. I think it was his junior or sophomore year when he went over the top against Florida. And he was leaping like he was a hero, like Clyde Drexler with Five Slammer Jam or David Thompson playing basketball, him leaping. And then the character, A+. And the guy stayed in great shape, A+. And he had great hands, A+. The concentration, A+. An outstanding leader, man. A+. And most of all, the endurance as a running back. He walked on the scene and changed everything about college football. And he changed. I know Georgia, their football program, has some great history, had some great teams in the 60s and 70s. But make no mistake, he put the Dog Nation on the map. That's why right now, even though Georgia's won a national championship, that's why y'all national prominence. And I remember this story. I was a junior going back up to the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. 1980 college football season. Everybody was talking about Alabama. Everybody was talking about USC. Two teams that stayed at the top of the landscape, Nebraska, Ohio State, Michigan. And that summer for me going back for my junior season in Fayetteville, I ran into Mark Studdyway at Carlton Peoples. Both guys right out of my neighborhood over there in Longview Heights, they was playing at the University of Tennessee at the time. And all they talked about, Vincent, this could be a special year for us. We got a lot of pieces coming back. Wide receiver position, Anthony Hancock. Willie Gault. Mike Miller. We got a freshman. I believe they had a freshman, Lenny Taylor. Then they had Glenn Ford, James Barry, Terry Daniels at the running back position. Then on defense, they had a freshman. They were telling me about Reggie White out of Chattanooga, who I seen play basketball in his senior season at Chattanooga Howard. But all they talked about was the first game against Georgia. We win that game, man, we can go to another level on the national scene. And my sister Bridget, who I love to death, that lives in New Orleans, It was her first year up there in Knoxville as a freshman. And she was a big football fan. And she was dating Carlton Peoples. And I remember that first game. Well, you know, at the time, it wasn't a lot of college football being shown on TV at night. But I remember seeing the score of that opening game, Georgia 16, Tennessee 15. I didn't even see the play. I'm in Fayetteville. Real story. I get a call from my sister during the day on Sunday after that Tennessee-Georgia game, first game of the season. She said, "Brother, how you doing? Da, da, da." And my sister don't really get excited. She know the game a little bit because she's a cheerleader. And she said, "Brother, let me tell you something. I went to the Georgia-Tennessee game last night. It was hot. But I'm going to tell you, I know you follow football at a high level. I know you're at Arkansas Southwest Conference. Eric Dickerson, Craig James, baby. Walter McCrummie, Mike Singletary, Donnie Little, Aubrey McMullen." But she said, "I'm going to tell you something. Brother, I saw something that you better take hold of for the rest of the 1980 season. Georgia put this freshman running back in the third quarter in. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not a football fan. This is my sister Bridget talking now. But this guy has got a chance to be the best that's ever played this position." I said, "Girl, shut up. I'm telling you, he's got everything to run, but all I know, he got power. He got a little, like he got a little speed." But she told me something that stuck in my mind. She said, "He can run between the tackles. And he ran over Bill Bates. It's going to be something hard to handle." That year, Herschel Walker, 1,600 yards rushing. And what sticks out to me, the first game I saw him play, I'm going to be honest, was the Florida game later on that season. And that play, I think, second series, he goes 75 yards, I believe. But I looked at him and I say, how is a guy this big, this strong, it's the fastest player on the field? Then I go back to the South Carolina game that year. ABC, how he had that 80-yard touchdown run and how he ran away from that safety that had the angle on him. But my greatest moment, when I think about Herschel Walker, and this is where, you know, God is in his plan, in a national championship game against Notre Dame. I believe 33 carries, 149 yards, but he didn't really have no run, I believe, over 15 yards in that game? And what, the second play of the game, he separated his shoulder, get it popped back in place, and he just carrying the ball 4, 5, 6 yards a pump, 3, 4, 5 yards. That's when I knew special, God's children, there's something different about this guy. It's just something. He's by far the greatest college football player I've ever seen play and make an impact on the state and the university. One more time, he had 5,259 yards in 3 years. He could have easily went over 7,000 yards. But then think about this. I don't think he'd get respected on the NFL level. He finished career in the National Football League with over 8,000 yards rushing, 61 touchdowns. He had almost 5,000 yards receiving and 21 touchdowns playing with Dallas, Philadelphia, and Minnesota. That's production. And we don't even talk about him here now. And then, of course, as the great Marv Bass just said, a Renaissance man. Running for state senate. It's no doubt about it, man. To Dog Nation. To my friends at University of Georgia football fans and love that school dear in and out. There's no question about it. God brought y'all a special human being, a special player, man. It's always a saying when you watch this game of football, you see great players. Like I tell my story, I've been very honored, even at 6 years old, to go watch Tennessee State play at the time. Great players they had there, Claude Humphrey, Eldridge Dickey. I saw the great Joe Gillingham play, Raymond Bryant, Ed Tootall Jones. Then I was able to go to the University of Arkansas from 78 to 81. Great players I seen play there. Billy Ray Smith, Dan Hampton, Bobby Duckworth, Gary Anderson at the University of Arkansas. Then Arkansas being part of the Southwest Conference, I saw Erie Dickerson, Craig James up close. Saw Mike Singletary up close. Saw Russell Carter, Harvey Armstrong, Michael Carter, SMU. Gary Kubiak at Texas A&M along with Curtis Dickey. Gabe Rivera at Texas Tech. Of course, Texas, the eyes of Texas. Kenneth Sims, the Joneses, Lamb, Ham. Never got to see Herschel Walker play in person, but I saw a lot of them on TV. And let me tell you something, one of my best friends here that I became friends here since I've been in the metro Atlanta area for 23 years, I've had an honor to know a guy by the name of Joseph Taylor. I know him, Joey T. He went to North Springs High School, and he loved Georgia football and know everything inside out. And he has told no lie. Herschel Walker is the greatest college football player ever. Ever. And it's been an honor and pleasure to be even living through this time to be able to watch him play. Have watched him play college football. The University of Georgia and Dawg Nation, you should be awfully proud. Even at this moment, him running for state senate. Y'all developed a great, great player and individual. And you think about all these programs that's had great football players from USC, Nebraska, Ohio State, even Penn State, the University of Miami. To this day, I would not argue that Herschel Walker has been the greatest college football player ever. I couldn't argue. I might not argue that point, brother. Unbelievable, man. He was special. Must-see TV. And the one other thing, I remember when I was a junior, living up in Fairview, Arkansas, way on the other side of the country in the South, I remember in November. I remember some young ladies, Quentin Means and the Love Sisters, coming to the Eaton Hall, and they had brought this new Sports Illustrated, and they had Herschel Walker on the cover with his shirt off, and they went crazy. They went crazy because how he was built. Very humble guy. Outstanding. Dawg Nation, I got to give it to you. Y'all in the house. If you like the video today, please come in and share. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. And thank you to my man who brought me on, Mr. Bob Bass. Thank y'all. So when I think about Herschel Walker, I think about him in college. He was cruising like the great Smokey Robinson. Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused. The way is clear. If you want it, you got it forever. I'm sorry, man. Herschel Walker was cruising in Athens, Georgia in 1980, baby. All the way to a national championship and don't discard his NFL stats. This man is one of the pioneers to change the face of college football in a state, the state of Georgia.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Like the video, please come in and share it. I've been your host, Mr. Football Vincent Turner. Y'all be blessed here on 100 Yards of Football. Cruising, Herschel Walker. God bless.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.